Welcome to the Spiritual Safe House. Get ready to kick off your shoes and embark on a journey of life, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. I'm Marliana Elissaman, your host, a worldwide psychic medium, empath, energy worker, and healer. Together, we'll explore fascinating discussions, offer insightful readings, and uncover the many truths of this world and our universe. Come on in. Well, hi, guys, and welcome to the podcast. This is the Spiritual Safe House, and my name is Marliana Elissaman. I am a worldwide psychic medium, empath, healer, and energy worker. And today I brought my husband with me. His name is Craig. Say hello.
Hey, everybody.
I love you. So we're just going to have a conversation today and learn a little bit about my husband and his spirituality and his gifts. So I'm kind of dying to know your honest opinion. How is your experience being married to a psychic and a healer?
Well, obviously, it's definitely not of the typical, not of the norm, but it is adventurous. It's always a positive thing because, you know, even when I come home and you've had some heavy reads and stuff like that, the cool thing is you always know that there was love and positivity. And even though the content was, you know, dark and down and all that, that love and positivity, there's seeds planted that people can nurture and germinate into love. And there's just so much healing around it, you know?
Yeah. How do you think our son comes into play in this dynamic?
Oh, goodness. The kid has got so much awareness already that he's not even realizing.
He really does.
And, you know, and people have always said that he's an old soul, you know, a 60-year-old man trapped in a wee little man's body. And it's true because, you know, even from when he was young, he was able to hold adult conversations within context. And, you know, people kind of do a double take.
Yeah,
you know,
for
and,
sure.
And I think as time goes on, our son is just going to develop into just that much more of a healer as well, because you can see it in his heart. It's there's a lot of passion when it comes to, you know, sharing good and creating a warm space and just making sure that everybody feels appreciated.
Yeah, he really does have that capability in his heart. It's quite open and quite big. And yeah, I can't wait to see where he goes with it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how things progress, especially now that he's entering his teen years.
Oh my gosh. Well, you want to talk
wake
about
up call.
Total wake up call. Oh my gosh. Cause I mean, he's gifted and then there's hormones coming into play and friends and social media. And oh my God, you guys, I might die through this.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be quite the adventure. And I mean, that's the best thing about it is we've always looked at this as an adventure.
Yeah, we really have. Whether it's me stepping out on my own at points or working with you, it's always been a completely positive adventure. It's been really wonderful.
Absolutely.
How do you think your gifts with energy work tie in with your son?
The funny thing is as much as my son is very much like me, he's very much like you in a lot of ways and nothing like me in those ways at all. It's interesting to see the contrast between like my upbringing and then obviously his upbringing. And I think in a lot of ways, it just took me a long time to find my place here, or at least come to the knowing that this side, this spiritual side, this metaphysical side really is there. And, you know, I mean, your logical brain always fights the fact that, nah, it ain't real. No, no, no. No, hello. Hey, wake up. Just because you can't see it, don't mean it ain't there. And I think
Absolutely.
that's right. And I think that the fact that Jude is in an environment where that side of it is encouraged, that side of it is supported, and there's open discussions about it, which is much different than how you and I grew up,
Oh
you
my
know.
gosh.
You know, even though my grandmother on my father's side was extremely spiritual, spoke to Jesus every day multiple times, she wasn't the type to push it on anyone. You know, she just had that quiet personal relationship with with our creator and our creator's beautiful creations. And you know, I always had that unknowing connection with my grandmother that way,
Yeah.
and it just went unspoken, unfortunately. And I, you know, rewinding the tape, it would have been cool to have that kind of open conversation with her and see where that connection could go. But you know, hindsight 2020. But
Always is.
with that, yeah, with that being said, you know, you take the opportunities to try and share these experiences with our son and show him different perspectives on things. And I think with the fact that he's starting with all that kind of support and those open-minded conversations and allowing him to really truly be his own person and allow him to grow into his own at his own pace, at his own time, is going to be quite positive in the long run.
So much and so drastically different from you and myself and the way we grew up.
Yeah, you know, and you know, even my upbringing is completely different than what yours was. However, it's completely different than how our son is being brought up. And you know, it's just a it's a very cool experience to see
It
those different sides.
really is. It really is. And he's so accepting right from the very beginning when we started talking with him about this stuff. He's just been, okay, cool. And he just takes it in and he takes it in. And he has this direct connection too. And he speaks with spirit or source or like we know him, Ishmael, but he is directly connected. But he's also a boy and he doesn't fucking listen.
You know, typical boy always want to challenge the status quo and try to do it bigger and better than the last person. You say I can't do it, nah, I'll show you wrong. Oh crap, you proved me right. Oh well.
Exactly. And I know he's going to come around. He's just got such a well-rounded vibration to him, for this being
Yeah.
his first time here, he's really got a well-rounded vibration to him.
Well, and he soaks everything up like a sponge. And the coolest thing is he's very, what's the right word? Very efficient at picking out what works for him and always has the intent of love and care. You know, he can see all these different sides, but he only chooses a certain path that works for him.
Absolutely. And you can see it in his relationships too. He's really come a long way with emotional and energetic boundaries with people.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. We got to be doing
And
something
not afraid
right.
of, yeah, and not afraid of putting them up too. You know, so many kids know that they can put these boundaries up, but they don't always feel like they have a safe space to do so. And the fact that he can recognize that and has the courage to put up those boundaries and hold his own is quite inspiring. I love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really do think that all starts at home, right? Having that safe space for him to be his authentic self in whatever emotion that is that fucking day.
All right.
The capability to, release and let go and have a very safe, loving home to come home to
Yeah.
gives him that opportunity to feel safe in himself and in the world around him.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, that's I think a lot of the ways why a lot of people feel safe coming to you. and having those open conversations with you. If they actually allow themselves to get to that point, they know that it's a safe space. Bloody hell, you got it tattooed on your chest. And the best part is the fact that even without all those things, one of the commonalities that I see when people explain their story to you, or at least how they've found you, the commonality a lot is a lot of it goes on feeling. A lot of people said that they were drawn to that side of advice. They were drawn to this particular website. They were drawn to this particular blog, or now drawn to this particular podcast. And being able to have that ability to plant all these seeds and have these abilities to show love, even without direct contact, is just mind-blowing and awe-inspiring. And I can make up all these crazy ass words about it, but it doesn't even come close, because it's all about feeling. And being able to create those safe spaces the way you do is just crazy cool.
Oh, thanks, love. I really appreciate that perspective. And I say about it is I work to come from the best place I possibly can with everybody. And, I'm human and I fuck up and I'm not perfect. But man, do I always come from the right place.
Well, and I think a lot of the ways that I'm trying to teach Jude is, what are you intending, right? What is your intention? Intention is something that a lot of people ignore. Like, what are your intentions? My intention is to heal
Exactly.
and help. What are your intentions? To, for example, to grow my business and be successful. That's awesome. What is your intention? To be as profitable as I can. Just poor examples, obviously. But at the end of the day, you can learn a lot about somebody by what they intend to do. Hey, you know what? I'm putting myself out here. I'm putting myself out and I'm exposing my story because I want people to be able to heal. Reach out to me and let's heal together. Like, how beautiful of a message is that? It just walk around with a perma smile. It's hilarious.
It's so true, but and you make a good point there is it's so symbiotic. I come from a place of being in service to God, to whoever needs me on this plane and in other planes. And I always come from a place of love and wanting to help and heal, and the rest of it's at the back burner, the business, all of that. It's going to be what it's going to be, but I'm trusting it. But the intention is being in service, and the mirror that I get back because of it has been continuously beautiful. And even
Yeah,
from you and my son, like the mirror I get back is just beautiful.
there's some comfort in having that knowing and that confirmation. And just Jude and I have had quiet conversations when it's just the two of us about it, and how excited he is almost like he's looking forward to the ride. And in all intents and purposes, I am too. I'm gonna be going through quite a few different changes, both personality and possibly career wise, but take on those challenges when they come. But
Absolutely.
just the idea of having those opportunities and being able to have such different experiences is inspiring and very positive. Gives you things to really look forward to.
It really does. You've used, manipulated, and healed energy all of your life. How did you come to know this gift in your childhood and teenage years?
There was never really a specific situation that I could say, now I know, or though that's how it works. You know what I mean? Like, it's always been a knowing. And of course, you second guess yourself, because if you don't have, like I explained with Jude, a safe space to share these things, how do you bounce ideas off of people? How do you have these open conversations when you're feared you're going to be misunderstood? And so,
Absolutely.
I have a knowing, I have an understanding. There's the conversations in your head. But again, unable to have confirmation, much like what you do with the people that call into you, you give them confirmations, right? And then all of a sudden it clicks, right? You give them these confirmations, like, oh, that's what I've been waiting for. All right, now, yep, now we're on the healing train. Now we're on the working through the grief train, and we're getting this done. It's those confirmations and being able to have those open conversations are what's truly important. And so I don't think that I really had a true understanding and a true conscious knowledge of this side of things until you and I met and we went through this journey together.
Absolutely. And even when we met in the beginning, just with external situations going on in your life, it was super hard for you to trust anybody, including me. So it took a little bit of a time for you to understand yourself and feel comfortable in opening up to me. But once you did, you were constantly. Oh my God, you were constantly moving energy on me. I'd be laying in bed half asleep, and all of a sudden you're like brushing me. And I'm like, what the fuck
Nothing.
you
Yeah.
And you really grew it in many ways on your own accord. And it wasn't until later in our relationship that we started talking about it and confirming things and going through some stuff that opened you up to it even more. Yeah. But it's been
Yeah, like
pretty cool to watch. Your journey is just so cool to watch.
yeah, I mean ever since that Reiki activation session, it's been pretty interesting how things have progressed and just the way that your overall perspective of life can change.
Absolutely. Did you want to tell me about that chakra activation?
Well, you know what? It was you take it for what you will. The images that I had in my head while I was having this activation were pretty clear and pretty distinct. And it wasn't until speaking to a few other people, a few other energy workers and people that have an understanding of all this, that I actually had context of what I saw. And originally, what the first image that came through while she was working on my activation is I compare it a lot to, like, you know, the Angry Birds cinematic opening where it's
Is
flying
it the
across the
Robio
river.
ball?
Yeah, the Rovio one.
Ah,
Yeah,
okay,
exactly,
gotcha.
right? So it kind of is a lot like that, but it's just a white orb, you know, and then it gets to a point and it stops, and then it's completely engulfed in this black flame that came from what looked like the water. And the orb itself was snuffed out, it seemed. And then over time, it continued to start to pulse a lot with my own heartbeat. And it became brighter and brighter and brighter. And then it got to this one point where it was just a bright flash. And that was the last that I saw of that particular image. And then it went right into what I would call like a rubble war zone. But it wasn't modern day buildings. They were stone and granite, and you know, they were carved, and it seemed like it was almost something out of the movie Gladiator. But I was panning across the devastation, and it was just rubble everywhere that I could see. You know, it was almost like to the equivalent of driving through Crow's Nest Pass and seeing
Frank Slide.
Frank Slide, that kind of devastation where it was just all encompassing. And the last image that I saw were two broken, for lack of better word or description, Greek columns that were snapped almost in half, and they were laying on their side. And
man.
then that was it. And then more or less the Reiki session was over. And it wasn't until later that it was explained to me that that was actually one of my last images that I saw from my previous life. And I've only been on this plane once before.
What a journey. And I can't imagine how that would feel coming out of this Reiki session and coming out of these visions. How did you come home? How were you feeling from that?
Well, it was weird at first because even the Reiki practitioner wasn't
Sheska.
sure. Sheska, exactly. Yeah, Sheska. It wasn't until after confirming with somebody else that we kind of understood what we were looking at or what she was feeling. And I don't know if it was because of she wasn't ready to know, or I wasn't ready to know, or everything has purpose. And so we had to confirm it with what, two or three other people?
And it wasn't
Right?
even like had to, these two or three other people, it was almost in passing. It just divine timing came up. And
Yeah.
all of a sudden, they were just like, okay, here's your confirmation. And it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Kind of
Yeah,
hard to deny
exactly. So,
after four strangers who don't know each other tell you the same thing.
yeah, and that's the crazy part is, they have no idea who each other are. They've had no dealings with each other at all. And they say all four extremely similar stories. So it's kind of hard to ignore it at that point.
So here's a question: is you've had these great visions with your chakra activation. You meditate every morning for 40 minutes. Every morning. Do you ever get visions?
Like, oh, come on, let's be honest. I sleep. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I might sleep through the last one just because it gets to that point. But no, actually, because I'm taking in, you know what, I feel more of a just trying to think of the word. I feel it resonating from my chest as like energy pulses. So I'll
I
focus
see.
on different tones and different things that they got going on in the binaural beats, and I'll just try and focus on my breathing. And I think it's more of an energy recharge for me rather than receiving any kind of images or visions or anything like that. To be honest, I haven't had any significant acute visions like that since. Granted, I haven't had any Reiki work since either.
This is true. And the funny thing about that is we talk about it all the time, and I will do healing for you or do another chakra opening for you or whatever. And for whatever reason, it just never happens. We never do it. So I think this is our message that we need to like clamp down and do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. Craig, would you say you're listening to your call to awaken?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm being realistic as well as best I can to make sure that I support my family as best I can. But at the same time, I'm definitely not turning a blind eye. I'm definitely beginning to accept that that's the route that I'm that's where my path is leading. That's where I'm feeling I need to go. There's not a there's I've never really had a huge want for much when it came to my career. I had a initial interest in law enforcement, and that didn't quite work out, and that's okay. Because honestly, the type of person that I am now, I don't think I would have lasted very long anyways. And With that being said, I never really had something to grasp on to and say, yep, that's what I want to do. That's where I'm supposed to be. That's my path. And it hasn't really happened for me up until, recently, where, the culmination of everything happening and all of the different signs and everything going on with you. And it just feels right. And there's a comfort going into the unknowing when the unknowing feels right. So that's kind of cool and exciting and very foreign to me. And so that's been quite the journey in itself.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about it is you go at your own pace. You go as fast or as slow as you need to. And it's just been so incredible to watch this all happen for you. Last year when your job crumbled and you were spiraling a little bit, like, oh, what's going to happen now? And we worked together to just put it down, surrender, and trust. And all of a sudden, now you've got this very positive job in a great environment, and they're extremely supportive of your traumatic brain injuries and your needs in terms of successing and being successful in your job. And it's just so beautiful to see, because what a gift you were given. That job that was taken from you was just, it was eating you alive in so many ways. And to watch that crumble for a bigger, better purpose has been just a testament to the trust and surrender that needs to happen.
And being able to find peace of mind in that. And I think that's one of the biggest hang-ups for a lot of people, is they just can't turn their mind off from the possibilities of what could happen, right? Worrying about what could happen rather than just living in the moment, being present. It allows you a sense of comfort and freedoms,
Joy too.
being able to settle your mind and not having all of those concerns just amp up your anxiety and God and your stress and God knows what else. So, being able to shift that focus into more positive light has been a heaven sent for me. I used to live in that conflict and thirst for it for so long that it becomes all consuming,
It really
and
does.
it doesn't always perpetuate a good outcome. You could put all your efforts into it, but if your intention is coming from such an aggressive manner, that you're going to be met with that exact same, And in this day and age, there's so much conflict and craziness going around that I'm not going to add to it. I'm going to choose to live.
Choose love, absolutely. So in saying that, aside from, the 9 to 5, this incredible journey you're on with your 9 to 5, where do you envision yourself spiritually 2 years from now?
There's so many different, I feel like there's so many different possibilities, and it just all stems to what I put into it, right? And what kind of focus and time I'm gonna put into it. And I think I've sat on my hands long enough. It's really time for me to focus and set goals. Being goalless for so long and not having anything to really work for has left you stagnant, and that can create some very unhealthy environments. And
Yeah,
so
especially
being able,
mentally.
right? Exactly. I've with the amount of concussions that I've had over the years and having all those mental challenges, it's nice that with all of this, that's allowed me to heal the most too.
Definitely.
I didn't answer your question.
Well, you know what? It's hard to answer when you're still figuring out which prong, which path, which works for you, which doesn't. Like you're still in the beginning stages of your spiritual recipe, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of difficult to pinpoint where you want to be in 2 years, but you know, I feel you and I feel your need to get into it more, and I'm here to support you at your own pace. I'm here when you need me. Yay!
I'm loved and supported. Oh, yeah.
You see, this is what I live with, you guys. He's so wonderful.
What?
You're wonderful. And
Ah.
I'm super grateful that you decided to join me on my podcast.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And my hope is you've enjoyed the spiritual safe house.
I love it. It's such a cool place to chill.
Okay. In saying that, let's come around again for episode 3, you guys. I'm looking forward to it. Until then, be safe and live in love.